All right, it's the Tuesday edition of Crunch Time, which means we prefer to rap with this.
What? To Pitbull, I ask.
What are you doing?
That's a weird introduction. I didn't know where to go with that one. So most of us watched the Home Run Derby last night. Amazing performances all around. El Gary put on a show in the first round before obviously bowing out on purpose so he could let his friend and teammate Aaron Judge win in the end. Judge hit 3 home runs over 500 feet, which is insane. But something happened last night even more insane than those 3 bombs, and that is the outfit that Pitbull was wearing. The opening ceremonies of the Derby included the players being introduced and brought out onto a stage and Pitbull performing whatever the hell it is that he performs. We couldn't hear it. I assume it was mostly some sort of aggressive death metal that only 90-year-old men in Florida listen to. I say that because that's what he looked like it sounded like. So his face is in general kind of weird looking, very sharp and pointy, but like bald. And he was wearing these black gloves that look like the ones that get passed out to criminals when they're about to begin a heist. But then you go further down and he has on an orange all-star jersey, which would be fine, but like Nick pointed out yesterday, it was at best a kid's large. And he tucked it into his khaki pants. So sharp, pointy face, black gloves that look like he's going to go on a choking spree, super tight kid's medium jersey tucked into loose-fitting khakis. I'm not some sort of fashionista. I'm a man in my 30s who until very recently regularly wore cargo shorts, but I know a serial killer when I see one, and you, Pitbull, look like a serial killer last night. Maybe don't do that anymore, as we ask.
What are you doing?
In Jackie Brown, Samuel Jackson carried a pair of those gloves with him, and he was going to choke her out so she wouldn't rat out to the cops, except she stole the bail bondsman's gun and got off scot-free.
Pretty much what Pitbull looked like last night.
Yeah, it was terrible. Tucking in.
I saw a tweet today that said it looked like a ladies' cut of the All-Star jersey, which it very well could have been.
Well, it just was disturbing because, like Lupe would tell you in Seinfeld, you need a no-tuck on that one. That just can't be.
It's so weird.
So to everyone not getting paid to watch or attend NBA summer games, I ask.
What are you doing?
I thought football fans were nuts because they cared about the Arena League or they hit me with information about some semi-pro nonsense. But at least they have the decency to play in spring. The NBA Finals and draft just ended. We're still in the middle of free agency. The ink's not dry on the 2016-17 season, and you're going to hit me on Twitter and text and email with the Summer League in Vegas. For openers, it's July in Vegas. You should be in the pool, the golf course, at Michael Jackson 1, or in the casino. If you're inside watching mostly hacks who have no shot at making an NBA roster, you're insane. And no, I don't care what Jordan Bell is doing. You know why? It's July. Call me around Thanksgiving as I ask.
What are you doing?
You know what they should do is make a court next to the pool area at one of these big hotel casinos. And so people can like literally watch from the pool bar.
I would actually sort of understand.
That'd be great. That'd be actually kind of fun. To people paying money to see the Mayweather-McGregor press conferences, I ask.
What are you doing?
So we all know the reason for the sham of a fight between Mayweather and McGregor is to make money, lots and lots of it. So that means they're going to juice this orange for everything it's worth before the fight actually happens. That includes what went down today, the first of several dates of their world press tour. Stops in L.A., Toronto, New York, London. If your reaction to hearing that isn't to roll your eyes, then you are likely part of the problem. Because all 4 of those events I mentioned sold out within minutes. That's right, they charged money to see a press conference. People paid hundreds of dollars of their money to watch people talk crap to each other. They very well could have streamed live, like we kind of did today, or watched on replay at any point. I'm curious what these people thought was going to happen when they paid for it. Like, Connor walks out, starts to threaten to punch Floyd, and then Floyd runs away, and all of a sudden, the Benny Hill theme starts playing or something. Yeah. Tickets to these press conferences currently going for over $200 a piece on the secondary market today. Look, if you guys have $200 extra you want to light on fire, I'll kindly take it off your hands for free. Don't even have to make a call or click a mouse. You can just hand it to me. Super simple, as we ask.
What are you doing?
For a different reason, I hit on Floyd Mayweather and ask.
What are you doing?
So he's made $700 million in purses alone the past 18 years. And I get it's not all profit. You got managers, handlers, living expenses, tax, oops, or not. He and his legal team have filed a petition with the IRS. They want to hold off paying their 2015 tax bill until after he gets paid for the McGregor fight, August 26th. They also want to have the late penalties waived because, you know, Uncle Sam is usually so considerate when it comes to these matters. Right, Wesley Snipes? They claim he's got the assets to pay the bill, not just the available cash. And the legalese is the assets are restricted and primarily illiquid. Perhaps he actually is fighting Conor McGregor because his true nickname should be running out of money, as we ask.
What are you doing?
I get it. To Britt McHenry, I ask.
What are you doing?
So ESPN laid off a lot of really talented people over the last few months. Bunch of their web people, on-air personalities as well, including longtime NFL guys Ed Werder, John Clayton, etc. Part of the layoffs for ESPN was Britt McHenry, who you may remember as the reporter who was caught on camera berating a parking lot attendant, telling her she's a big deal because she's on TV. I think she called her honey or something condescending like that. She got suspended by ESPN, issued a long apology. Long story short, she's a bag. So she was laid off and made it known pretty quickly that she thinks it's because of her political views. It's a very popular opinion among conservatives on Twitter that ESPN is liberally biased, which is odd because most of what they do, especially her with her job, is reporting, with the exception of the screaming heads in the morning. So McHenry is openly conservative, goes to rallies, posted selfies on her Instagram with Paul Ryan, the whole nine. And it's her opinion that she was included in the layoffs, according to a tweet and delete from earlier this week, because of that fact. I think I spelled out pretty clearly why she got laid off. ESPN's making cuts. She had already been suspended for behavior, and she's an NFL reporter. They laid off John Clayton and Ed Werder. You, honey, are no John Clayton or Ed Werder. She gone, as we ask.
What are you doing?
I think I remember the quote. Lose some weight, baby girl.
Wow. Go.
That's what she said.
Go
right?
And never come back.
All right. To Adolphus Washington, Buffalo Bill draft pick of 2016, I ask.
What are you doing?
Well, at least we're talking Bills and it's not and the blowhard Ryan brothers. But this rocket scientist paid a visit to a splash park in Ohio and apparently was packing heat. And who doesn't go to a Six Flags or a water park and think, this could be the time for a shootout? So Dunderhead gets arrested for carrying a concealed weapon, then bringing it out while he's in his car, mere feet from police officers nearby who noticed it. So he's facing charges of improperly carrying a concealed weapon. And do we even have to get in why you would bring a gun to a water park? By the way, he was also arrested for solicitation of a prostitute, cost him the Fiesta Bowl when he was with Ohio State. So we're dealing with a genius here, as we ask.
What are you doing?
I...